I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Whoa, we're a little bit backwards. Gunwash news time. This is Armando covering for Aaron. The weather is it's about 12 degrees Celsius, and the L train is a bit chaotic. What the fuck? What's going on, Nat? I thought I was going to be here alone, but I'm not.
Never. You'll never be alone.
That's what I thought, and now because I'm usually alone with my without people, so hey, what's going
on? It's the best kind of alone.
We have a lot of things going on tonight. We got a lot of news, a lot of big headlines. I'm super duper psyched. I miss Aaron.
We all do.
So, yep. The show, I thought we started a little bit backwards. That was like the second song, but...
Oh, right. Usually you do the news time, and then that's my fault. That I told Wyatt to start with the theme song. I take full responsibility. I can commit harakiri right now.
Cool, so I'm not getting fired, and Aaron's not mad at me.
Nope.
Word to Big Bird.
Across the thing.
Yo, word to Big Bird. I feel like I'm in a hologram. I swear to God. So many news. So basically, I'm going to start off with the news because it's so much. I try to go get some cigars the other day at the store, and they don't sell loose cigars anymore. Like,
that's right, there's no one Philly. That's
and
that's
something it. someone was telling me it's been like 2 weeks like this, a whole New York ban on loose tobacco products, which is bizarre to me.
And now it's 21. You got to be 21
to buy cigarettes. Well, I'm lucky, I'm like almost 30, man, so like I don't have to worry about that. But So much news. How the other day, I was working. I actually was working. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
I got to do a photo shoot at Reebok.
Ooh.
And they like really took care of me, and like we had a lot of fun. And they actually started following the Gunwash Instagram and all this stuff. And
if Reebok is following us, you might say that I'm pumped.
Pretty pumped. There you go. What else is going on? Oh, this is the most important one.
Lay it on me.
You and I and like 12 other people are going to fucking Bonnaroo.
That's right. It's a full service Bonnaroo barn takeover.
Oh my. I got to have so much someone has to hide all the needles for the haystack.
it's going to be good. There's going to be it's going to be a barn that's air conditioned, which is, as we say, clutch. And it's going to be a lot of neon lights, a lot of 19-year-old girls that are on a lot of fake ecstasy, and you know, I'll be DJing, you'll be gun washing.
Yeah, I'll be over there hammering people with like I'm gonna bring a super soaker and like just soak all these people.
Yeah,
maybe with water, maybe with the urine.
That's right. Well, one, I was gonna say, one with the water for your friends and one with the urine for your enemies.
Yeah, and I know I'm gonna make a bunch over there.
Hey, yeah, what's up? Both.
And what else? Oh yeah, it's basically tonight's the last show the rest of the month. Because we're going to be in Bonnaroo.
Right, yes.
Right? And like when we come back, people are going to be tired.
Tired.
You know? I'm actually going to L.A. When I come back from Bonnaroo.
What you doing in L.A.?
The people I work with, they're like sending me, and they really like me. So they're like, oh, you know, you should come with us too.
Nice.
But that's a good look.
What part of L.A.?
I don't know. I just know I'm going to say what the hotel I'm staying at. It's the Ace.
Cool.
So I'm pretty psyched. I'm going to write on the bathrooms.
And hurry home with that.
We got a big guest tonight.
Yes.
We weren't going to have a guest because, like, we're over here at Gunwash. We're still, like, trying to build these bricks, find that structure.
Tetris.
And, yeah, it's like a big upside-down Tetris game. And we weren't going to have a guest. A lot of people flake. But a good close friend of mine who I truly admire, in a sense, came by, and he's going to, like, enhance me, make me feel 1,000 again.
I like
and
that.
Make sure we're consistent with the show every week. Because if we're here alone, it's just me, Wyatt, and you came by.
That's
Spliff
right.
Spliff isn't here. Aaron isn't here. And Jack is in cahoots somewhere. He just like boogied.
The producer, Jack, the gangster.
So when we come back, I guess we could play music. Right now, you can play whatever you want. Let's play a song. Play songs that remind you of me.
Oh, that's a tall order. I found out I was DJing about 30 seconds ago. So not going to be a lot of dance hall. I'm not going to be pulling it up as much as I'm going to be pulling it out of my butt.
That's okay. While you're playing, you create your pizza that just came.
All right.
So here, Nat let me start all over. Nat the Rec Tech Technician. Is that the way to say it?
Rec Tech, the Rec Technician.
I can't even say it. I could barely speak English.
Speaking of which, this is a new Rec Tech song.
A new Rec Tech song is about to play right now. And here we go on Gunwash.
Rec Tech.
Throw that pussy up. up. Throw that pussy 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 up on his ass. 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 Throw that pussy up on his ass.
I think that was like my favorite song of all fucking day, seriously. And I'm super excited that our guest, for our listeners, Cynic is here. But I want to say a few things before. The person who I'm always psyched to be around.
Hurry home.
The person that connects more dots than me.
Hurry home.
The person that has been more expensive magazine covers than me.
Hurry home.
The homie Cynic is here, yo.
Hurry home.
Yes, yes.
So fucking cynical, yo.
Cynic is here. Vac City.
Yo, how are you, man?
6 is in the house. Good. Loving it.
Happy that you're here, because like not a lot of people can understand the excitement that's like in this room. I'm having goosebumps just from looking at you, yo. We're from the same island. So amazing.
Yes. So my Dominicans, Haitians.
So what's going on, man? Like, you're here, Nat's here.
Oh, man, it's beautiful. I have a beautiful view right here with all the beautiful women eating the Roberto pizza over here.
You mean Roberta's pizza?
Yeah, exactly. And we're eating some too, so, you know.
If you want, you could get a little closer to the mic. If not, you could just, like, kick the mic or something.
Yeah, or I could bring the couch in a little closer.
Do something, anything you want,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, make this me is, feel right at home now, you
It's
know?
Like one of those couches I stepped on before. It's, like, really comfy.
Yeah, I feel right at home. Thank you for the hospitality. I feel excited to be here, you know. Coming into the New York, the whole legacy, man. The whole Steez, we here.
So amazing. I haven't seen you in about a year. The last time I seen you, besides the Poppington Gallery, Wyatt has a clip. Oh, we have a call?
Yeah.
Oh, play, shoot him in.
Yeah, quick call. J Boone Pickens, big fan of the show. Been fucking with y'all since Nozzle Tape. I'm happy Rec Tech is back in the building. That's all I want to say.
Howdy, J Boone.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace and love.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So, shout out.
Nozzle all day.
Yeah, Nozzle. And speaking of Nozzle, which also belongs in a gallery, beside, you know, bigger than that Wu-Tang shit, we just announced that Nat and I are making something similar close to Nozzle. We can't call it Nozzle, but it's going to be something similar to that, and it's going to be magical, and it's going to be in space galleries, you know? Forget land galleries.
Yeah.
What I was actually saying before, that the last time I seen Cynic, we were at that Poppington Gallery in the Lower East Side, and Azel for Gunwash. He has a quick thing for he played. He has some. He also contributes stuff to the show, so he could play. Why can you bring it up?
Cynic was there styling like, yo, I does this. I've been to London with three model bitches. I'm like, yo, I see you shining. It's like the stars on the line, man. We was there. You know right,
the whole line was
the whole so line. Yeah. Everybody.
Them niggas. Them.
Yes, indeed, yes, man. Yes. The stars were in line that
night. Yeah, that was a good party for my man, Harold Hunter. God bless him. You know, that's the guy that pretty much helped me make my way. You know, that's why nobody could really mess with a guy like me, you know, because I involve myself in people like that. And people like that involved.
Yeah, Harold's spirits is like making sure that you're floating away.
Yeah, I'm flowing, man. That guy always makes sure that I'm all good. And, you know, he left in a good space, making sure I'm good. And that's why I'm here right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
phenomenal.
Hey, I'm representing for him. I'm representing for all my homeboys that's not here.
Nat, you ever heard of, obviously you heard of Harold Hunter.
I haven't heard of anyone.
You never? it's crazy to say because like sometimes people be like, yo, I never heard of that guy, and they're like, oh yeah, but I seen him in that movie. Yeah,
refresh my
Harold Hunter my besides being in that movie Kids.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
He was a model.
Yeah.
He's
LES, like
yeah,
LES,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, growing up with that guy, man. You know, seeing his footsteps, seeing the move that he makes, man. For me to see all that. And to still be here to do all that is a blessing, you know? And he'll be happy to see me right here with my feet up like this and talking to Lampin. The audience, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. We're hopefully, I know we always joke around that we never have listeners, but I've seen the analytics and people are proud and happy and I'm grateful. Right, Nat?
Analyzing the analytics, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. You got to like stare at it in a dark room for a while.
Yeah.
Burn your eyes.
No, you guys looking good. You guys looking real good over here.
You know, I don't have the face for radio, but what can you expect? Yo, Cynic, how the other day, you know how I always trying to be like you in little odd ways? I got to do a photo shoot with Reebok the other day.
Nice.
And it was great because I got a great shoe size, which is size 9.
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's the size you always get, the 9 or the 9.5.
That's like the sample size.
Yeah. You get those sizes, you're good. I used to have to squeeze my foot into that shoe. I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's my size.
So they bless me and take care of me with shoes that are like never going to come out.
Of course. That's,
and, I got the curse of a 10.5.
might as well be in a wheelchair, buddy.
Yeah. I'm like between 9.5 and 11. You know, I go off and, you know, it depends on the shoe too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
with Tim's, I got to go a little bit smaller, and I'm like, oh, the 8 guy. But anyways, I got to do that, and I was super psyched, man, because like you said, following the footsteps and trying to build and keep growing and stuff, that's all me. And look, we're even going to Tennessee next week, yo.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
I'm a fucking New York kid
early,
going
man.
To Tennessee, man. I've never been out there in my life, man. That's
you
like
definitely
crazy.
Deserve it, man. I see you in your grind, and you're still grinding, and yeah.
You think, what should I do out there?
You don't have to do nothing. You just got to bring yourself, and they will see what you're bringing. You know, you got that whole New York swag with you already, so... With that swag, you know, everything else is a wrap, you know?
Yeah, Nat and I think we're not the coolest people that's going, but...
We might be the least coolest people, which is, in a way, the coolest.
I know we're going to be in our best behavior, which is most important.
Yes, I have to be. I've got too many eyes.
Yeah, too many eyes all around me.
Too many eyes. But, okay, so, Cynic, what's your bread and butter right now? Like, I mean...
I work a legit
you're
job.
You're a renaissance man.
I do a legit job. You know, I'm all over the place, you know what I'm saying? But... In the art world, you know, I got like a lot of guys that's actually doing a lot of good art right now, and I'm all involved with them. So, you know, whatever they do, pretty much I'm always on the loop or whatever. So with that saying, you know, I'm always in the spirit of the whole scene of everything, man. That's why
I might have Cynic start managing me and like taking me to all these little places.
You're pretty much doing a good job already.
I'll be all right.
It goes both ways. I think you could be a good manager. I think you always listen real good. You're a bright kid, obviously.
I'm all right. I done my fair share of mistakes.
Well, okay. So, but
everybody does.
Both of y'all do visual arts. What is it? What is your least? What kind of art do you have the least patience for? Like, what kind of is there a visual or visual like art that is just like insufferable to you guys?
Yeah, I hate when fucking chicks are sewing shit.
Yeah, that or we pacing or you know. Or, all the shit that don't have to do with their art, you know. I know people like Ills, like I know real artists that actually, you know, take their time, and you have somebody out of nowhere do a fucking stencil and call that art. You know, it's not art to me, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm like the best artist or whatever, but, you know, I'm not going to come out there and tell you I'm an artist and I'm fucking doing weepers.
But it's crazy, though, because your name is Cynic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I have the exact definition of what that word means.
And actually, when I came up with that name, I didn't even really think about the definition. I just thought it was a cool name when I was like 15, 14.
You know? You was watching X-Men or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I just needed a cool name and something different besides everybody. And that name came along, and my man Cassio definitely liked it. And that was the guy that pretty much took me under the wings and showed me the whole city, you know, a little... You know, I have my underground steez, you know what I'm saying?
I have the true definition of the word cynical, which is an adjective.
Nice. Right?
And it means believing that people are motivated by self-interest. Wow.
And that's definitely me all day,
that's
man.
That's a very specific definition of cynic,
Know? And it's a distrustful of human sincerity or integrity, which is bugged out. I think
it's weird though, because I think of cynical also as not being necessarily human, you know, human related. Like for some reason I went to go see Spider-Man 2, right?
Like, okay.
And I love Spider-Man. I love the first two Spider-Man movies. Reboot, whack. The sequel is going to be more whack. Why did I go see it? When I walked in, I was cynical about the quality of that film. That doesn't have to do with people though.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's kind of interesting.
Well, you know, you should write to Google about that. And
Every day I write to Google. Yeah. That's wake up and me and what's his name, Eric Schmertz.
There's a lot of different meanings to it, but you know, I think all of them fit my category. What I do, who I am, eventually, you know, in the end of the day.
Yes, for the randoms.
You know, it happens so good. I make the name I pick kind of like fit me already.
I guess you could make a gluten-free pasta.
There we go. Yo, but I'm so glad that you're in town, though. Like, I don't know where you've been at, because I haven't seen you in about a year.
Yes.
Where have you been outside of New York?
I'm about to be out in D.C. over the weekend for the weekend holiday. Basically, last week, my birthday was last Thursday. So
happy birthday, man.
Thank you. You know, it's another new year, another new blast off. So I'm going to go to D.C. and check out D.C., you know. I've just been grinding, you know, getting my family together, you know, paying the bills, you know, the usual.
That's crazy. You know how I consider you a famous person.
Thank you.
Yesterday, I was walking by Union Square, and I saw Jeff Ross.
Nice.
I don't know if anyone knows who Jeff Ross. He's like some guy that's like a comedian.
He looks like sort of like a troll.
He roasts people on on Comedy Central.
Got big on the roast circuit, as you say.
Like that whole roast
crew.
Yeah, 14th Street, you meet a lot of people there. And that circle, man, it's stay popping.
Like, yeah, I like going to Union Square during the day because you could see, they give you free samples of food.
Of course, I used to go there when I used to be bored, don't nothing else to do in the city, and I go there to like recuperate.
People go there to skate to this day.
Before the cell phones, before the pages, everybody just meet over there. You know what I'm saying? Like that was like a night spot. You know what I'm saying? After 9 o'clock.
The hub, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I grew up on all that, man.
Hubba.
This is going to be the last episode of Gunwash until we come back from Tennessee.
Nice. Congratulations.
So we
got to
go
man.
Off with like a little bang in a way.
We're doing a bang right now, man.
You know, we're going to break the windows here. Nat's going to play music into like 1,000 decibels.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. I'm gonna take my shirt off and just stare at these two girls sitting in front of us.
Yeah, you got a nice view of it.
It's so crazy, man. It's so much chaos all over the world, man. And when we come back from music, that's about to happen in about a minute, I want to explain to you more about the cosmic things that's been going on with me, all these experiences that I feel that you can relate to.
Yeah, I'm definitely down to hear. So, you know me.
Nat, one more time, he's going to bless it with music for another like 5-10 minutes.
Cynic is in the house, nigga.
Cynic's here, gunwash.com. The number here is 718-497-2128.
My man, Jew.
I'm going to have all these people call in. Shout out to all these people. Shout out to all our Cynic's friends.
Joe Nutt, what's
going on?
Shout
out to my friend Warren, who's in Puerto Rico. He's listening from out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, Lions.
Great show coming up. Tune in.
Vac City.
We miss you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. bitch, I dig it up. So I'm a photo.
When you two meet me run out of back. Me and you have cheating luck. My man gonna work and he not come back. Your girl watch your heart, but me no matter that. Hold me tight and don't let me go. Wine with me and me a wine with you. Secret love, oh it feel good so. My body nothing more between me and you. Don't let me never them see you. Jim screechy and let me teeth be scale. Don't tell nobody call me man of feel. Me know you're gonna love after wine and me gear. Meet me run out of almond tree. Jump the back fence come my neighbor free. Me a gonna make you fly like the bird and the bee. You good, good love, me can't guarantee.
Word to Big Bird, I'm still in a hologram.
Yeah.
So we're back, Gunwash. The number here is 718-497-2128. You can prank call us. You can say whatever you want. Homie Cynic is here.
Yes,
Nat's
yes.
here. Wyatt's here. Everyone else is here in spirit. Jeremy, I miss you. I don't know what I'm doing later.
Everything.
I got this cool story. And I just talked about it on Facebook right now. I got a tall tale coming, but it's not a lie. It's nonfiction right here. So 2-3 nights ago, I'm hanging out with a friend. We can't smoke cigarettes in her home, so we go sit outside in the front steps. Her neighbor appears out of nowhere walking his dog and was like, "Hey, man, do you guys want to come inside and smoke a joint with us?" And of course, I say, "Let's do it. Why not?" It's a few nights ago, and it's at nighttime, so I'm with it. We go inside, we puff a little joint. You know, I get to like the guy. He's from New York. He likes all New York teams, especially the Giants. And he talks about this best buffalo wings that he ever ate that his friend makes, and So while we're there, it was his birthday, by the way, too. So, but it was sad because he was having his birthday alone.
But you didn't know this dude.
I didn't know this dude. He's basically the neighbor of my friend
okay.
who had me over that night, and we're hanging. People start coming because it was his birthday. Some guy walks in, and he's like, "Hey, this is my name, and what's your name?" And I was like, "Hey, my name is Armando." And he was like, "Hold on. Are you Armando from Gunwash?"
What? Nice.
Isn't that fucking phenomenal?
Boom.
We have a caller.
That's a good look.
Oh, we have
maybe it's him. It might be him.
We have a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on Gunwash.
Yo, yo.
What up? What up?
Big Baser, BTB gang.
Oh, come through.
Nice.
See me in the look. Right, come through.
Right, open the house.
Come pick us up.
Yo, exactly.
Yeah, what's going on?
Chilling. We on tonight or what? Yeah. What are you up to tonight? What's going on over here?
You got a real special guest. Yo, Armando, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm about to take a cab to 100 Center Street.
But, yo, I like what you're doing. I've been tuning in. Keep supporting. Yes. Keep it up. I like to see people supporting each other. You know what I mean?
Of course, man. I support you. I got all your likes, yo.
Nice.
I hear you.
Well,
I'm down the block at the BTB
Mansion.
You hit me up.
Yeah, see you soon.
Right after.
We'll see you in 30. So I got to finish this story because this story is fucking mesmerizing.
BTB.
Right, he lives in a mansion, by the
wow.
way.
The Bronx Bombers.
My friend Dazzer BTB lives in a mansion down the street. Above the McKibben Loft.
Above the loft.
Is
that like a hovercraft? They're doing it flossy. Those guys is flossing over there.
Yeah, I like it. I like those guys. Yeah. They show me man
I went to a Remo party the other day. It was very flossy. I'm like, whoa, the Bronx is doing it up right now.
So much cocaine.
Yeah. It's always those, you know, everything is all over the place.
Fluffy.
So anyways, I'm at this kid's house. Stranger. I'm at a stranger's house. Where actually, my friend of mine is kind of like a stranger too. And we sat outside to smoke a cigarette. Anyways, we're inside this kid's house. This guy was like, "Are you Armando from Gunwash?" And from then on, I was like, "Whoa." And I was like, "Yeah, I am. That's me." He was like, "Do you know Aaron Ginsberg?" And I was like, I wish I didn't. Right? But he was like, oh, no, that's my good friend. And, like, you know, I admire the guy a lot.
It's a small world, man.
Yeah, he was like, yo, I love the show. I've been listening in for about a year and a half now. I listen in weekly.
Oh.
And you do not look like the kid on the air, pretty much. He was like, oh, wait. You look different.
Well, I mean, everybody. How does different. He know what you look like on the air?
Like he would picture, like,
oh my from boy. What he pictured. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, what he say he picture? You picture like a white dude or something?
I don't know. Well, he would just like you just like didn't seem like you would seem more wacky on the air.
I mean, I felt the
you
same.
You got
way
a clown hat.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, what am I missing? The red nose? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
I mean, I felt the same way. I used to listen to Bobbito and Stretch Armstrong for years, and when I actually saw them. It totally was like the opposite because, you know, they was always playing underground hip hop.
Yeah, Stretch you know, doesn't yeah. too, Stretch doesn't really look like the way.
Yeah, yeah, those guys
imagine.
Look totally different, you know, to doing that, you know. But now I'm not surprised no more, you know. I was never surprised even back then, but, you know.
The one of the proudest moments I've ever had, I was in college. I did a radio show for a long time called The Math and Science Show. And I took my friend to see a show, a DJ,
mm-hmm.
when I was, I don't know, like a junior or sophomore in college, something like that. And so we're standing there, it's the end of the night, it's real late, and this girl comes up, who is now a very talented and very famous artiste. And she comes up to me and she goes, hey, are you RecTech? And I was ooh. Like, and I had my friend there, and this is like a new friend, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to like, you know, like sort of try to seem cool, because I'm not, so I have to work very hard to seem cool. So I was like,
tell me about
I was
it.
Like, yeah, no big deal. I get recognized all the time. I'm RecTech. She's like, yeah, do you do the math and science show? Exactly. I was like, oh, yeah, no, of course. This happens all the time. Attractive girls come up and are like,
nah,
recognize
you, you
me.
Are you Nat? I mean,
you look oh real good.
Like, are you Nat?
Yeah, you definitely could pull some numbers of your
are
location.
Are you Nat? Are you Nat? I'm your biggest
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, I'm right over here.
And I feel like that story that I mentioned, I mean, it did cheer me up a lot because I was a little discouraged. Sometimes I was like, you know what? Why are we doing this every week? No one cares.
That's how I feel about my life, dog. You know?
So this guy that I don't even know was like, oh my God, you're this person. And I listened to the show.
That's what's up.
And that made me want to do the show today. Because, like, look, our three of our other friends are not even here.
Right, you know? Yeah, and you're doing it. And you know what? Because of today, next week, two people are going to come up to you and be like, yo, you're Armando from Gunwash.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's up?
The same reason I'm here. You know
and yeah, and that I bet that happens to Cynic a thousand times more.
And that's always the best feeling. You know, this is what you work hard for, you know. And when you get like a random person like that to come up to you and say that, I mean, they know what time it is, you know. They're up on their game, obviously, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. It shows they have good taste.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, obviously, that definitely shows they got good taste. But they just up on their game, and that means that you up in your game, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, that's all part of the game, man. That's definitely a nice thing to do.
And know? Then one day Wyatt is going to be, he's going to be like moving some faders around and someone's going to see him do it. And they're going to be like, something about the way you move those faders. Are you Wyatt from Gunwash?
Exactly.
That was a really good one. Because
or they probably say they saw your picture on Instagram. They're like, oh yeah, I put two and two together, you know.
And it was crazy because I was with Spliffington earlier, and he was like, man, you got to come up with like a little shtick, a little gimmick about you. And I was like, man, that's why I be myself. And like,
Armando is the shtick.
Yeah,
that's right.
You don't have to do nothing. You remind me of the Seinfeld show. You know, you don't have to do nothing, but you're doing something.
Yeah, the show about nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Got a shtick up your ass.
Hey, you're definitely that guy.
I can't really like... It's so much because I'm so psyched about this Bonnaroo. I'm like, the only thing, I have all these words on this piece of paper, but Bonnaroo is circled like a thousand times.
Underline, highlight.
Yeah, it's crazy because I'm like so excited, man.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, last year was the first music festival I'd ever been to. I never really understood it. And I still don't understand it, except if you're performing and you get all the perks, then I totally understand it because you're like... you're better than everyone.
Cynic, you ever been to a music festival? Like a big one? Like Coachella type of thing?
Yeah,
like
not really. Yeah, not too serious. Yeah, because I don't really deal difficult. With the crowd and all that. Yeah, man. You know. But yeah. But your guy's definitely, you know, it fits your category. You know what amazes me
is when you see pictures of music festivals and it's always from the front and there's always like some girls and some guys with their hands in the air, and they're smushed up a metal railing. There's like 10,000 fucking 100,000 people. Yo, I can't be in a position like that. I'll freak out.
If you do see me in a spot like that, I'm usually squeezed up by the bathroom somewhere, you know.
That's the best
way. Yo, you're in the Stony Zone with Stony Jones. I want to talk a little bit about Bonnaroo 2012 coming up. For those that don't know, Bonnaroo is the shiznit.
Is the shiznit.
The best music festival down in Manchester, Tennessee. Every June, tons of motherfucking bands, tons of music of all kinds and shit. You don't can't.
And it's the truth.
We hired that guy to create that piece, just to inform y'all about Bonnaroo.
But Back to the Future, though, because that dude said that in 2012.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, Bonnaroo is a lot of time warps going on.
I just found out about Bonnaroo last year.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that existed.
There's so many festivals right now. Yeah. It's there's a lot of festivals.
But festive about what?
Festive about what?
It's what, loud music?
Yeah, more than the music, it's the lights is the funny part.
Well, luckily Dan Brendel's coming with us too.
That's right, the light master, Milk of Paradise.
You guys is going over there very nicely.
Yeah, we're going like 20 deep. What? We're all wearing Timberlands
in
the
blood.
New York
style. You can't get more New York than that. You know, you're going out there.
And speaking of footwear, one more time, because I have all these ideas and I just bounce around. I'm like fucking wobbly over here. Earlier, I had not an argument, right, but... Yo, what do you feel about jeans and sandals together?
Yeah, that's I would do like slacks.
Slacks and
sandals maybe. Or, you know, or
slacks
shorts.
And jeans.
Shorts, you know what I'm saying? But the jeans don't really go. Jeans like a little too Vinny for me, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too Vinny for
you,
right?
Yeah, it's too Bensonhurst. I don't know about that. That's in my 50s maybe. But yeah, but I'm not really into jeans no more. I'm into like slacks and
the homie Windows 95 Marco, my homie Marco, he tried to like, I don't know if he was shitting on me or not, because I told him I never wore sandals and jeans. I don't even wear sandals.
Right.
But I felt like some sort of exposure. Like, I felt like they were making fun of me in a sense. Mm. Because, like, it's already bad enough I wear, like, tight pants here and there. And sometimes people prank me and paint my toenails black while I'm sleeping.
Really?
Right? So I can't wear the sandals, nor wear socks.
Oh, I see.
And then he puts this picture on Instagram. Of
you being goth and like
no of a guy with white athletic socks with like Jordan sandals.
Yeah, I see. That's a yeah.
What's good? This is Marco NT, Mr. AOK, and I'm chilling on Gunwash Radio.
But you can't do that. But you can't wear the sandals and white athletic socks on Gunwash though. Yeah. Like that's something. It's not that I can't pump it. I could respect it. But I just rather just go full foreign and get my feet all black and dirty anyways.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I went to the beach in Miami with my fucking, with my Timberlands, you know what I'm saying? My beef and broccoli on the fucking...
Oh, the field boots.
Yeah, because, you know, I feel more comfortable with boots on, you know what I'm saying? I never feel comfortable. I feel naked with, like, slippers on.
Armor.
Yeah, so you can't really look...
Yeah, you always gotta be
prepared. Sorry, Marco, we cannot, you know, we can't pump the chancletas.
Yeah, the chancletas, puppy, listen.
You know, I don't care if they samurais. You can't pump the chancletas, baby.
Just in case you got a dippo, you know what I'm saying? On those popos.
Man, Cynic,
yeah,
I'm so
not sick. Good. Not good for running.
I mean, it's not good to run. Who has to run? Like, if you're running, that means you're smoking Newports on the low. Like, yeah. Well, you must be on the run if you're smoking Newports.
Yeah, yeah.
And all these tobacco products, you can't even get them loose. It's all this fucking chaos, man. It's like we're all in shambles over here. Not just the show.
And then at the day, you know, a pack of Newports is going to be $20 and we're going to pay for it. You know, no problem. You know, if you're going to pay for them, you're going to pay for them. If you don't want them, you don't want them. But they're going to be $20. I will give it like another like 4 months maybe.
Really?
Let's just say like that.
4 months, cigarettes are going to be $20 a pack?
I mean, they are $20 in the Chinese stores, you know. You know the stores on the Midtown or whatever. They're already banging you with like $17.
They got
tax.
There's a lobby trying to make menthols illegal right now, which is like that's two steps too far.
But you could imagine how Rikers are. The niggas on Rikers, they're probably paying $100 for a fucking pack.
Well, you get, you know, you get four cigarettes out of a cigarette.
So, you know, they're going to do the same to us over there.
That math gets complicated once you try and price out a cigarette.
I want blackberries and raspberries and strawberries. I need veggie Sammy's with the avo. Let's throw the blueberries in there.
Yo, Cynic, what you think of this this little platform that we got going on over here?
No, you guys looking real sexy right now. You guys got the girls. It's beautiful. I can't believe I'm here. We're chilling. The pizzeria is awesome. You know, I've seen it in a lot of places already. You know, this place is blowing up.
This place is kind of banging. I heard Bill Clinton was here a few weeks ago.
Action Bronson was up in there. Small Crew, what's going on? You know, I saw that laid out. And yeah, you guys is popping.
I saw a page out of Fortune magazine, and it was like places to eat when you're in New York. And it was like all mad expensive places, like, or maybe super famous fancy Gramercy Tavern. And then it was like Roberta's.
Yeah, I could definitely get some girls over here. I'd be like, hey, I work over here, you know, I'm at the radio station.
Take a date.
Yeah, exactly. When they come in here, they definitely will get a little wet, you know.
Pull it.
Your guys looking real good over here.
They're all wet and and slippery.
Wet and cheesy. Yes. Mozzarella. Yes. Low moisture mozzarella.
The pizza, they got the best pizza in Brooklyn. You can't, you know.
Hey, Nat, do you want to go on music for a few minutes or no?
If that's where I'm needed, that's where I'll be.
I mean, if you want. You can play music.
Yeah, let's do 4 minutes. Let's do 4 minutes.
Gunwash was a music show, and now it's a talking show. We're about to smoke a quick cigarette, and I'm not sure if... Oh, Mexican, do we have a caller? No, there's no caller.
No, you guys got a split one. Let's split
one. I get some more of my homeboys coming.
Yeah, Nat Rectech just gave Cynic a loose cigarette that's about to be $20 in a few months. And it looks like we might have a call. Do you have a caller, Wyatt? Is there a caller? Oh, no, it's no caller. He's just on his mobile device, looking cool. And once again, second to last music segment, we have Nat, the Rec Technician. Did I say it right?
Woo-wee.
Basically, I said it right. And here, play music. Here we go.
Thank you.
all this commotion about? What's all this commotion about? Yeah? Look, you know what? You don't want a spot, so start closing your mouth. I ain't got no time. Nothing to say. I'm so in a self ting. Look.
Hello.
Hey,
what's going on?
Just loving life right now.
You loving life? How much do you love life?
Not at all. I want to kill myself.
You want to kill your belly? Just give you a cigarette next time. So what's the word? What you guys doing?
Yeah, what's going
on?
We're
playing video games and not talking to each other.
Boring.
That sounds a little boring. Yeah, how come you guys couldn't come by? I bought all this pizza for you guys and you guys are not even here.
We were there yesterday. You weren't there.
I know. Well, obviously, I'm a Manhattan kid. I don't come to Brooklyn.
Only come to Brooklyn on special occasions.
I was there yesterday. I got a pizza with onion.
Nice. How was it? How was the pizza?
What kind of pizza you like the most?
I don't eat pizza. I'm actually gluten-free.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it happens because I'm actually allergic to bread, so I can't even eat pizza.
Are you a gluten allergen?
Yeah, I've been drinking 8 Capri Suns all day, man.
Yo, I heard they can make
a comeback.
They got
big pouch.
The big pouch, you know it, buddy. You know it. He knows what I'm talking about.
Roaring waters.
So I get a little
But it's kind of dope, you guys. It's kind of dope, you guys tuning in, though. That's kind of.
So hold on a second. So you guys are playing what? Xbox. Hold on. Hey, Wade, are you guys playing Xbox or PS3?
PS3 all the way.
Nice.
PS1.
Okay, so check this out. Keep that PS3 running, and I'm going to see you guys tomorrow, because I'm going to come over and I'm bringing all this leftover pizza. Okay, buddy?
That's dope. Pizza and radio.
That was my homie Wade Oates.
Yeah, sounds like he's chilling. Pizza and radio.
Everybody knows Wade. Super cool guy. Just like my homie Cynic. Just like my friend pizza, Jeremy. Just like myself.
Video
just
games.
Just like Wyatt. And just Wade, like Wade.
Wade is a verb and Cynic is a... Well, it's a noun,
as a noun or adjective?
Cynical is adjective. Cynic is a
noun. There you go. English major from here. NYU. Yeah. Yeah, sound,
you know, I only hang out with teachers, man. You know?
With teachers? And well, you missed it because our friend Max Bode, he's kind of like my teacher mentor, but he teaches at a prolific school somewhere.
I know a lot of teachers. I used to have to deliver to a lot of teachers. You know how they get down, you know?
Yeah, teachers are pretty rad, man. Have you ever seen that movie? Let me take out that voice I had earlier. Once I do a voice, it'll get stuck. Actually, I'm going to do the voice for the whole show.
Yeah.
Actually... you ever seen that movie Killer Season? He's actually selling weed to the security guard.
Yes, fucking so awesome.
Even teachers even get down with the get down.
The teachers is the main. You know,
Nani Castle, full service crew teacher.
They gonna she's be in the teacher. Line when Stop the cops come out. You know,
preschool or now she's doing something else, but she was a preschool teacher.
You know what's so crazy about teachers and how attractive teachers can be? Let me take out this voice for real now. I remember when I was in the second or third grade, I think I had a pretty hot teacher. Her name was Miss Vasquez.
Mm. Yeah, remember the name, huh?
Damn. Yo, I had to, man. She looked like Jessica Rabbit, dude.
Ooh, that's a good look.
She used to come through every day with the red lipstick.
That's a good look.
I only remember the teachers by like the white lady, the black lady.
Who's that on the air? Are they still in the air?
Yeah.
Hey, fell over. What's up?
What's good, buddy?
Oh, yo, what's up? Are you gonna kill me? Please don't kill me, man. I didn't, you know, I really respect how you pump those. I know you respect you pump the chancletas and sports attire because you know. Because you get the
bike. I hear you misrepresenting me like wild on the radio.
No, I wasn't misrepresenting.
I hear Armando making wild misrepresentations, and I was like, yo, I never really called in the gun wash, so I'm gonna do it right now.
Please, well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, can you clarify for our audience, please?
Let me clarify, because my original statement that I put on the internet that Armando responded to was like, yo, I know there's like a rule against wearing any kind of sandal footwear in the city, which I completely respect.
Yeah.
However, there's like one exception, and that is if you got chancletas on. And you got socks on, and I guess I didn't mention like shorts. I figured it was like, you know, anyone that read that would kind of like understand that was implied.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm talking athletic wear, some socks, and some chancletas within like a 10 block radius of where you live.
Yeah. Like I do like a block, going to the bodega to get the Dutchess, you know.
You can't get Dutchess anymore.
Couple blocks if you're driving, you know what I mean. You hop in the car. You got the chancletas. You got the socks.
Yeah,
you're good,
might happen.
You know
but you know, so the thing with me, something might happen. You know, I don't want to go too far away from the house with chancletas on.
You see me? I'm a fancy guy, so I wear loafers. If I gotta go, wear no socks, and I'll go to the store like that.
That's the chancletas.
See, I'm not throwing loafers on. I'm not throwing loafers on to go to the store. I'm throwing the chancletas. I'm trying to be comfortable. I'm trying to have my feet breathe. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be good.
Okay, Marco. So how do you feel about this? You ever seen little kids? They'll wear oversized chancletas. They'll wear like their older brother's shoes.
Not mad.
They probably grew in their grandfather's.
And wear it, and it'll be like slapping the ground, like
that was probably me. The tail of the shoes usually be sticking out.
Like, honestly, I feel like you got to size up like three sizes for chancletas anyway.
But with even with socks, if you're going to wear them with socks.
Exactly.
The best part about it, that's going to last you forever. That's what my mom would tell me. Get a bigger size because that's going to last you forever.
Well, you got that, Marco. You won that argument. You exposed me.
I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying, I did not say. I just want to clarify, I felt like there was...
You're not Jay-Z wearing chancletas with jeans.
I'm not an advocate of chancletas with open-toed sandals with jeans on.
We squashed the beef.
Once you said that, once I started thinking about the girls that you see with pajamas on And sometimes you see them on the train too. You ever see those bitches with the pajama? Yeah.
I think about how porous like pajamas are, and they're soaking up all of that ass. Stuff.
It was big at one time. Sloppy look, you know, like she just looked like she just finished doing seconds and shit.
Oh dear. I could never see Nat wearing chancletas.
Oh my. Yeah, I don't think I could either.
Tonight on Gunwash, we had a Cynic here.
Yes, yes.
Super duper fan of him.
Vax
super
Squad.
Always bringing me up, making Vax me feel 1,000. Yes. Gonna start managing me soon, taking me to London with him.
Yes, yes. Paris, you know what I'm saying? Poland.
I just got a passport, so I'm with it.
Yeah, yeah. The passport is working for me great.
Yours must be so tatted up.
Yeah, yeah. They let me in, man. Only place they ain't let me in is Canada. You know, I got problems with Canada. That's the only place.
For real? But there's some nice over there.
Exactly. You know, till you get in. But if you, you know, when that border, man, they real strict over there. Mm. You know, I even try to pull my whole white card and everything didn't work. You know what I'm saying? I was like, shit.
It happens. It happens.
We came over there rolling dirty, though. The whole car was stinking and shit. They're like, y'all guys got to get out the car. And, you know, they smell all the fucking weed. We just finished smoking on the highway. You know how that goes.
Yeah. You got to have a buffer between the road blunt.
We didn't have the buffer. The buffer should have been driving. We had some dude driving. He kind of stuttered a little bit with him.
Yeah, Cynic, I was wondering if you can do a Gunwash drop for us. And a gun
drop
and drops, I don't know if that's the right term for
that. That's the right term, yeah. You can say drop, you can say promo, some people say bumper, some people say bump.
Bump.
So basically how it goes, you tune in right now to Gunwash.
You can say something like, hey, this is Cynic, and I just wrote on a wall. You know,
This is Cynic, VAC, Vax Squad, New York City. You tune in right now to Gunwash, where I'm sitting on the couch looking at the beautiful girls right now. Vax City 246. Japan is in the building. What's going on, my niggas?
Hey. Yo. Nat, do you want to... Yo, by the way, I just got a message from our close friend and contributor to the show sometimes, Azel. He's, as you can hear my phone tweeting, he says, can you say, Cynic, I said hello?
Yo, Azel, I heard you just came out of jail. This is fucking crazy. Yeah, but I definitely like that kid. You know, I always like the new guys coming up.
Lower
East Side, keeping the shit
since
alive.
Our diapers.
Nigga. I'm a Brooklyn nigga, but I'm always up on my grind, man. Always been up on all the boroughs and shit. So I know who's grinding, man. But I definitely give it up to him, man. He's definitely always been grinding, man. You know, I like his move steps for sure.
Yeah, he's the man. I love him to death. Not everyone loves him here on the show.
Yeah, I'm like a special guy. You know, I only like special people. You know what I'm saying? I only deal with, you know, special.
Well, we're super special over here, man.
Yeah, it's super, special. Super special. But, I see something in him that anybody, you know, that's what makes me special. Because I see special talent and special people.
You got the eye. Like Terminator.
I got the golden eye right now. You know what I'm saying? Especially my birthday just hit. So, you know, I got an extra golden eye right now. I'm feeling good.
Nat, do you want to do another drop for us?
A drop? I'm not even sure I ever did one drop for Gunwash. That's
really?
The funny part.
So do like two or three then.
Two or three? Jeez. Oh,
yeah,
my
back
God.
To
okay.
back.
Right.
Boom.
I got some other drops too that I met Earl James Jones the other day.
James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones. Nice. And after you say your drop.
Shout out to my nigga Texas in Florida right now too.
After you say your drop.
FUS is listening right now. What's going on, my niggas?
Nat, why is gonna bless us? So here, go do your thing.
Hello, this is Rectech, the Rec Technician, and I'm on Gunwash, and you're listening to me on Gunwash.
Only Gunwash.
And I'll do one more. Hi, this is Rectech, and you're listening to Gunwash.
That was a good one. Yeah, I have three more. I have three more drops from, you know me. I'm always outside, fucking catching all the sun. Check out the three people I bumped into the other day, and Wyatt, my favorite sound engineer after Jack, is gonna play
close second.
He's gonna play some good clips, man. So Wyatt,
this is James Earl Jones, and you're listening to Gunwash.
I met James Earl Jones.
Boom.
Who else
Nicholas
did I get?
Vader. What's going on, Nicholas? I see you.
This is Mr. Movie Phone, and you're listening to Gunwash.
That was amazing. Movie phone man.
Yo, what's good? It's the white rapper from the Howard Stern Show. You know, you heard the kid. Now you know. Gun wash. I'm a blow. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, the white rapper even called in from the Howard Stern Show. Can you believe it?
Golly.
And I think we have one more.
That guy's blowing up right now, bro.
This is Jackie Mason. You're listening to Gun Wash. You're not listening to Gun Wash. Why are you listening to me? I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not.
Wow, how'd you pull that one off?
That's my man. I went to his casket and I actually like dug up the casket.
That's the man right there. That's dedication. That is gunwash dedication.
That's the bodega dude. That's the Spanish dude right there.
You know, I don't know nothing.
I didn't see nothing. Papi, I don't know nothing.
You gotta love the Spanish Jewish dudes.
Listen to Gunwash. You could not be listening to Gunwash.
I live here for 20 years. Never like this before.
I want to prank call someone. Before we go to Nat for music, because I don't know, we're
time. You know what I always thought was interesting is that some people say prank call, some people say crank call.
Really, what's that about?
I don't know what.
I think it's like a cultural thing.
I think it's harder to prank calls now. You got to do the star 69 or something like that.
Star 67.
All right. You know, yeah, it used to be a big thing back in the days, like prank calling.
Yeah,
we had like lists. My homeboy had like a list of like mad different people to prank call. It was a popular thing.
Me and my crew, big prank callers.
Plus, I grew up listening to like, you know, the
Jerky Boys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Rubberneck.
You know, I was listening to. I think I had the tape.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I had the tape before they was even actually blown
Stop
up.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Bing. So you know, I grew up on all that, man.
I think I'm looking through my phone to just one more prank call. Oh, I have a number. I fucked
Canada
up.
Canada Nick in the house. What's going
I
on,
have
Nick?
A number. If someone could come in here from production, so I can give them this number, because I don't want to say it on the air. I'll definitely get fired if I said
FUS,
this.
FUS, you're fired.
Oh, hold on. I think we have this.
FUS.
Hi, Texas. This is Mo. Please leave me Mo. A message.
I got this regarding.
At boarding, I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, yo, you couldn't leave that. Is it still on? Mo?
No.
All right, cool.
So you know what, though? You know what we should have said?
I was going to leave a crazy voicemail.
We should have said, let's go to Mo.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who is this? She'll probably try to call you back.
I just gave production a number to call in so we can go off with the show.
Mo. She sounds like a nice lady.
You know what? I really got to start working on introducing the music abs. And everything else. Oh, okay. This is the last caller on Gunwash, the last show of the last episode
Cynics
of the month.
Here, nigga. Cynics here.
Hello?
Hi! Is this Max Embargo?
Speaking.
Well, listen, sir. This is a loss prevention from the Target at 225th Street.
Yeah.
We believe your nephew just got caught shoplifting.
Yeah, he does that.
Can you, if you don't be here in the next 45 minutes to 225th Street, we have to send him to the precinct and might go to Rikers Island tonight if you don't get here in the next 30 minutes. And he says that you're his uncle and you live in downtown Manhattan, so I don't think you'll be able to make it. Is there a chance you can take a cab here?
I will. I'm going to get an Uber, but can you be careful with him? He has very small hands.
Yeah, he actually bit one of our officers already.
Yikes. Well, be careful with him. Give him the handcuffs, and you know, tell him it's going to be okay. Pop's coming home.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll let him know. And can you bring him some chips, because he's fairly hungry and he's biting all the officers.
You want taco flavored or burritos?
Hey, Mitch, you want chips or what?
All right, thank you, sir. Have a good night,
Max Boda. I feel like shit. Eyes is Max.
You know, it happens, and that's our show, man. This was Gunwash.
Woo!
Thank you, Cynic, for coming. Thank you, Nat.
Thank you for having me, bro. It's a pleasure. It was a blessing. You know. Yeah, Gunwash, Cynic is in here. You know, I will see you guys when you get back.
Yeah, man, 1,000 likes, yo.
Wow.
Nat, thanks for helping me host the show. Thanks for the wonderful new music I never heard in my life.
Thank you for having me. I hope to be back soon.
Yeah, you will. I'll see you tomorrow, and I'll see you
when we're on that long ass trip to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Word. Speaking of tomorrow, Tandem Bar, free music and girls and DJing and.
Yeah, Tutu's is down the street from Roberta's. Everyone should
and
come.
Drinks, free drinks. You know, that free drink always.
Free. I'll find me. I'll get you a drink. I'll give you a big hug.
Stolen credit cards.
Nice. Full service.
Yes, exact moon.
And you can always catch me, man. CINIKVAC. Instagram me, man. Try
and
not,
me,
you know.
This is Armando covering for Aaron. Aaron, I miss you. I'm sorry. And good night. Gunwash.com.
Peace.
See you next month.
Nice.
You're inside the biggest rave on earth. Where's the fucking noise? Where's the fucking noise?
Hardcore will never die.
Go till 10:30.
Yeah, well, that directician is DJing because you couldn't show up.
It's cool. That's nice of him. I had to do a logo for, you know, for a monetary value gain.
I know. Hey, can you say something cool? Because you're interrupting Nat's music, dickhead.
Oh. Everyone should smoke DMT right now. You're listening to Gunwash. This is Blissington.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You got it. Love you guys.